Welcome to the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. My name is Mark Steven Schwartz. It is both an honor and a privilege for me to read the diaries from American and Allied civilian prisoners of war interned in and around Kobe, Japan during the Great Pacific War, World War II. This is episode number 23. We start on May 6, 1942. Roy Henning, reading Argosy magazine, very good. Sunbathe, workout with medicine ball. Music, reading Popular Mechanics. Charles F. Gregg, nice day, nothing eventful. Played indoor ball in the park. No news in the paper for several days. May 7th, 1942, Harold Brinkerhoff. Everyone is in the clouds this morning. The U.S. has chartered the Swedish ship Gripsholm to take Axis diplomats to Lourenco Marques. American troops landed on Madagascar, and our two new battle wagons and accompanying units have been transferred to the Mediterranean and Indian Oceans. We have been trying to manufacture good news out of events that have happened the last few days. Number one, the Japanese clothier who has been coming in was not allowed to take any orders. Two, our leaders had picked out some technical books to be delivered to the Swiss consul. The leaders were out yesterday and stopped at the bookstore to see why the books had not come. They said they had an order not to send the books. Of course, we wanted to believe the reason is because we're going on the exchange. The consul is due here today with our monthly allotment. Charles F. Gregg. Two pieces in paper that the United States is negotiating for exchange of nationals with Japan, and that a Swedish ship has been chartered to take Japanese nationals to Lourenco Marques, leaving Sweden for New York May 23rd. Have been reading the book Britain's Fighting Force by Captain Ellison Hawks, R.A. Also still trying to see Mr. Izumeda in order to find out if Swiss consul will supply us with more funds, if books and iron are forthcoming, and to iron out difficulties with Matsuda. Izumeda came on phone call from us through Nakai and gave us his suggestions. We are to take action on Saturday. Reporter called in evening about Corregidor. Roy Henning. My day is the mess cook. Raining, reading more Argosy magazine, second thought. Medicine ball exercise. Music. Slide rule work. Heard that Corregidor fell. May 8, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. A sit-down strike is fomenting. There are several men badly in need of dental and medical attention. The head guard has ignored our requests for these services. He refused to let the fathers send their robes out for laundering. His name is Matsuda. We have nicknamed him the Skull. He is very petty and tries to make life miserable for us. The other officers do not like him or approve of his tactics. He does not speak much English. Our leaders have requested an interpreter, but he has not seen fit to bring one in. We have requested to see the Swiss consul, but he has not been here for a month. Our two representatives and group leaders are going in a body and demand to see the consul. If the Skull refuses, we may have to take some drastic action to get the attention of the head office. One of our men is in bed with acute appendicitis. Our medical representative asked that he be sent to the hospital early this morning. It is the afternoon and he is still suffering. The war is 5 months old. I wonder how many more periods will pass before we see our families. Transportation, as I have seen it, is very slow and old-fashioned. Very few trucks are seen, and they are military. Perhaps in peacetime the number is greater. The main mode of transportation is by human-drawn two-wheel carts. These carts are flat-bodied, but with two auto wheels and rubber tires. They measure about 3 by 6 feet. They have a pair of shafts with a bar across. Some men wear a harness to help pull. Some men draw loads one would think impossible for a human to pull. Bicycles are used very extensively. Most have racks behind. Don't see how they can balance some of the loads they carry. Some bicycles have a two-wheel trailer behind them. Three-wheel motorcycles are used for faster transportation. They have about a 4 by 4 foot box body behind the seat. They haul huge loads. At Zensushi, 6 of us rode in one of them. One sees quite a lot of taxis. They are almost without exception American-made, but with a right-hand drive. Most of the cars and trucks are charcoal burners. The burners are located in the trunk or on the fender. It is amusing to see a car pull up to the curb. The driver gets out and shakes the grate of the burner, takes the hot ashes and dumps them by the curb, adds some charcoal, and then takes off. There are a number of rickshaws. On days when passenger ships come in, you can see the gin rickshaws with their human donkeys trotting back and forth. The interurban streetcars are like the small old cars we used to have in San Diego. All traffic travels on the left side of the road. The trains I have seen have been miniature compared to ours. A strange thing is, if nature calls, they just step to the curb and let fly. I've seen men step to the curb right uptown and urinate. I've never seen a woman do this, but some say they have. Charles F. Gregg. Rain in the morning. Worked out plan to present to police in the morning. Heard that Corregidor had fallen on the 7th. Out after dinner to bookstores to get more books for men from the gift of 158 yen. Roy Henning. Uncle Pete and Alan's birthday. Overcast and raining. Lots of reading. Indoor exercise. Bryant Sterling. Our group leaders, Greg and Wes, decided it would be a good policy if we all went on strike in protest of the various differences we had with the Japanese. There were about 12 items on the protest list. Some of these were: wanted our full rations of sugar, better medical care, more shopping tours, money back on the bad ketchup we bought, wanted books we ordered, wanted salt, wanted fair prices on stuff bought into us, like shirts, etc. This proposition was voted down and should have been. Bill and I were against it for the simple reason we didn't feel we were in any position to strike, especially for such trivial things. We have been getting good food lately. No use jeopardizing the privilege for nothing. Bill Falvey, Gus Gilbert, and myself are still studying the slide rule under Jack Taylor. He started us on the use of the slide rule in relation to trigonometry today. We're all in a fog so far. Studying makes the day go fast. Yesterday, Wong San and Fumi-san said they wished I was back in the kitchen. Believe it or not, I'm getting nice and fat, in good spirits, and would be without any worries if I was sure things were okay at home. Every night now, about 7:30, I have 2 glasses of coffee, sweet stuff, and bread and jam. We all send our glasses or teapots into the kitchen after supper, then they are sent out later with hot water. I'm using sweetened powdered coffee. No coffee in it, but a good drink anyhow. A good thing I saved up jam while working in the kitchen. None is coming in now, but I have 8 jars on hand. This stuff is a lifesaver. May 9th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Notice in the paper of particulars of Corregidor fall, and also item of big naval engagement in Coral Sea, in which U.S. aircraft carrier of Saratoga class, battleships of California, and Warspite class were sunk etc. Nothing of Japanese losses. Presented statement to Matsuda asking for investigator from police headquarters, an interpreter, and Swiss consul to assist in straightening out house difficulties. Word from headquarters to hold tight, and they would send word and investigator. Carl and I were taken out to finish purchasing books, had another dish of ice cream. Report that three ships are leaving with diplomats and some American nationals. Are we included? Harold Brinkerhoff. We read that Corregidor fell May 6th. It was a long and bloody battle. There has been a major naval engagement in the Coral Sea. We are supposed to have lost two carriers and one battleship of the California class. The British had a battleship and a cruiser damaged. No loss by the Japanese mentioned. It has been miserable weather the past few days. It rains continuously. Roy Henning. A little sunshine in the afternoon. Had a hollow hot dog made from fish for lunch. Bob went out shopping, bought bananas and tomatoes. May 10th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. Today is Mother's Day. We, as a group, gave Mrs. Allen, who runs the mission, a bouquet of carnations. This is the first Mother's Day in 38 years that I can't communicate with my mother. I would love to send flowers to several American mothers this Mother's Day. There's some scuttlebutt that the Gripsholm is to leave June 10th and also two other ships, one with Americans and one with British nationals. This is supposed to be quite authentic. I am afraid we are here for the duration. We shall keep on hoping until the diplomats and businessmen are gone. The Japanese admit losing a converted aircraft carrier and 31 planes in the Battle of the Coral Sea. I am sending a mental Mother's Day greeting to Elzada and her mother and my mother. We had a lovely Mother's Day service. Some beautiful thoughts were expressed. The fellow who gave the sermon described a mother very much like my own from the trials she had had to endure. Charles F. Gregg, 5 months a prisoner, sent telegrams of condolence to Sakamoto on death of his sister. Presented Mrs. Allen with 12 roses and 24 carnations as a Mother's Day present. Purchased 5 gallons of jam, sufficient for one each for men, police, and two for Mrs. Allen and maid. 18 at Mother's Day service. Mrs. Allen supplied tea with sugar and milk for all the men. Had hour of classical and symphony music recordings. For 1 hour, I was at home and in Hollywood Bowl. One of the most pleasant hours in 5 months. Music is like a dope to me. It soothes jangled nerves, heals pain, gives hope and inspiration, and brings to mind all the present pleasant experiences and memories. Wild rumor that we may leave June 10th through 16th. Roy Henning. Sunday, Mother's Day. Met and had an interesting talk with an 18-year-old Japanese boy who was studying English yesterday. Bright sun this morning. May 11th, 1942. Harold Brinkerhoff. The white flag was up from 10:30 until 12:30. 15 Jap fighter planes were seen to leave in the direction of Tokyo. We saw only 14 come back. There was no general alarm here. We had octopus soup for lunch. There were chunks of tentacles, and it had a purplish color. About half the fellows sent it back. Everyone is getting all they want to eat. Perhaps not the things they want, but quantity enough to fill them up. Most of us have regained the weight we lost. Charles F. Gregg, beginning the 6th month of internment and a prisoner of the Japanese. Nerves are taut and emotions right under the surface as a result of reported departure of diplomats and some nationals the middle of next month. Indecision is the trying factor. if we knew one way or another we could reconcile ourselves to our fate. Still no news from the Swiss consul. More rumors this evening that we will be leaving about June 15th. Little else is being talked about. Roy Henning. Nice sunny day. Studying bookkeeping from Everett. Very interesting. Started making my knapsack. Strong rumor that we leave on June 10th. Octopus soup for lunch. May 12th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Mr. Nimba himself called on us today and we had a 2-hour conference about our problems. Results were most favorable. Among other things, Mr. Izumeda is to come here every 3 days to assist in clarifying language difficulties, etc. All our laundry may be sent out. Medical and dental treatment will be handled more in accord with our suggested procedure. Rain today, exercise prior to breakfast, but none this afternoon. Prepared statement, claim of losses, and salary to leave with the Swiss consul. Harold Brinkerhoff. It is raining. The Japanese have renamed the places they have captured. Guam is Omeyajima. Singapore is Shawanto. Wake is Uratashima. It is funny how short the human memory is with regard to unpleasant things. 2 or 3 months ago, when food was scarce and we were hungry, any food was acceptable. Now that we are being fed relatively well, there is grumbling about the food. I've given my fish away several times lately because of the extra food I get for working in the kitchen. The fish we have had lately has been strong and bony. There was no mention of the alarm yesterday in the newspaper. The papers say the Americans are claiming victory in the Battle of the Coral Sea. They belittle this report and say we do not make known our losses to our people. There was an intelligence department man here. He is supposed to have told several fellows our boat would be leaving soon. We hope he meant one of the three leaving on June the 10th. There was supposed to have been an article in the Jap edition that we prisoners from Guam were leaving. It could have been the nurses, 5 Navy nurses and Mrs. Helmers. We each got a jar of peach jam brought in by the Mikado. We have been able to buy some jam through the kitchen help, but it is getting scarce and hard to get. Ketchup is plentiful. Brunton bought 8 bottles and I got 7. We got 6 each of a supposed to be Worcestershire sauce. We ought to have enough for some time to come. Roy Henning. Overcast sky. Steady bookkeeping in the morning. So on my knapsack. Bryant Sterling. Went on shopping tour the day before yesterday. Turned out to be a phony as our guard had a hangover from the night before and was in no mood to trot around town. Was only gone an hour. On top of this, we went after supper when the stores were sold out. Bill and I went together, along with a Catholic father and brother. Stopped at a large department store where we had a fruit cocktail. Later on, had coffee and rice cakes at a restaurant. Another jar of peach jam came in for each of us. Didn't have money to pay for it, so Mikado gave us credit. Scuttlebutt going around that an American boat is coming to pick up the Americans. This was in the Japanese paper, but didn't say if we are going or not. Supposed to come in June 10th. Seems like we are always expecting a ship that is a month away. Mrs. Allen had tea for us the night before last and had milk and sugar in it. Quite a treat. May 13th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. Spent morning rereading Time, copies from 10 to 16 months old. If I had paid more attention to the issues of August, September, October of last year, I should have mailed Christmas packages home earlier. They really called the war. Haircut today after going 6 weeks. I'm almost lightheaded now. Scuttlebutt about our going is building up. Arguments for, 1. Swiss consul is not called. 2. His gift of books totaling 200 yen was ordered held. 3. Tailor not allowed to take pants to alter or make shirts, etc. 4. Dennis has discontinued credit, must now pay cash in advance. 5. Chinese houseboys say article in the paper, Japanese, says 360 Americans are leaving, and he is sure we will be among them. 6. Police reported to have said we would get no more money from the Swiss consul. Harold Brinkerhoff, we are getting our hair cut today. A barber comes in once a month. There is some samurai music going on below. It consists of playing a one-string instrument called the samisen. They plink, plink on it as an accompaniment to what sounds like the wailing of the banshees. Some of their music sounds a little like hillbilly music sung through the nose. Fumi-san brought me 2 dried bananas. They are cut quite good and are sweet. There's a lot of scuttlebutt floating around. The officer in charge is supposed to have told 2 of our fellows that the Swiss consul isn't going to bring us any money, as the Jap prisoners in the States aren't receiving any. A German is supposed to have talked to someone in the park. He said we were going to Marcus Island by Jap ship, there to be transferred to an American ship. The word scuttlebutt comes from the Navy. The place on the ship where the drinking fountain is located is called the scuttlebutt, and the men would gather and swap tall tales. The Japanese paper quoted an American officer as saying, "We have had no drinks or women since the war began, so we have to surrender." Roy Henning, nice sunny day. Study more bookkeeping, make balance sheets, profit and loss sheets, sunbathe. Talk with Japanese warehouse man at park, speaks pretty good English, intelligent fellow. Bryant Sterling, last night Greg told us at the meeting the various issues with which he had been at difference with the Japanese had been arbitrated, in most cases to our satisfaction. This morning at exercise, passed by the U.S. Consul building, gave everyone quite a thrill to see a large U.S. seal over the entrance. Bought 10 apples from the Jams Kid this morning, 12 sen each. May 14, 1942. Roy Henning. Sunny again. Study in the morning. Not allowed to practice music on organ anymore. Getting along fine on bookkeeping and on my knapsack. May 15th, 1942. I went to the park today. The trees are all out in leaf and are a beautiful sight to see. There was an article saying the Japanese and Filipinos in the Imperial Valley of California had some trouble and several persons had been killed. The Japs say the Americans are to blame as they incited the Filipinos to violence. 8 months since I arrived in Guam. Roy Henning. Sunny day. Usual daily routine. Bryant Sterling. Weather warm enough to sit in sun with shorts on. Made a pair of shorts out of an old pair of flannel pants. Fit pretty tight. Gave cut-off pant legs to loose on. Bill bought a can of stuff lately that looks and tastes like sorghum. Today the houseboy spots the can, tastes the syrup, and says, "Huh, medicine." Then reads the label and sure enough, is some kind of a blood purifier. Bill felt kind of embarrassed to have the fellow know he had unknowingly been spreading medicine on his bread for a spread. Have a good place to study now in the back of an old shed. 4 of us are studying under Jack Taylor, Bill Falvey, Gus Gilbert, Roy Hahn, and myself. Trigonometry is the subject. Lost a damn good bottle of ketchup today. Sure burns me up. Someone decides to clean up the main rooms, and consequently my bottle disappeared in the dust. No money to buy more. May 16th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. A general lull has existed the last 3 days, with almost everyone holding their breath while waiting to be informed of final decision. When do we move and where? Swiss consul fails to appear. We are out of money and watch the newspapers like a hawk. Germany has started spring campaign on Kerch Peninsula and appears, according to the paper, to be achieving success and taking territory. Harold Brinkerhoff. Nothing today. The boys are out in the park. Perhaps they will bring back some news. I stayed in and washed my clothes. The paper says of the planes who raided Japan on April 18th, that two were almost surely shot down. One escaped to Russia, and several were forced down in Japanese-controlled China. The remainder were destroyed by Japanese fighters on landing in China. They are not very sure of what did happen. The news comes out a month after the raid. If we were able to take all the news for gospel truth, we would sink to the depths of despair. Japanese war results. Ship sunk. Battle S-Class. Arizona, Maryland, California, and Utah on December 8, 1941 in Hawaii. The USS California, May 8, 1942 in the Coral Sea. Aircraft carriers. Langley, a tender, January 7, 1942 at Johnson Island. USS Lexington, January 12, 1942 in Hawaii. Medium carrier, February 20th, 1942 in New Guinea. Saratoga and Lexington, February 20th, 1942 in the Coral Sea. Cruisers, two unidentified on December 8th, 1941 in Hawaii. The Augusta, February 4th, 1942 in Java. Houston, February 28th, 1942 in Surabaya. The Marblehead, March 2nd, 1942 in West Australia. 8 destroyers and 2 special service ships, badly damaged or disabled. 4 battleships, 9 cruisers, 7 destroyers. Roy Henning. Nice day. Bookkeeping 2 hours in the morning. Put on my sports shirts. Good exercise in the park. So buckle on knapsack. Lots of scuttlebutt about leaving. May 17th, 1942. Charles F. Gregg. In place of exercise this morning, we were walked in a group down to the harbor and looked over the small boat basin. Back to the house for a real house cleaning. This was the day for the entire district to house clean, beat mats, etc. Quite a custom. Inspectors will be around soon and tag places that have fulfilled spring house cleaning duties properly. Another hour of symphony records in the evening, Schubert's Unfinished, and Beethoven's Fifth. Mrs. Allen again had tea served to us, although she was unable to be present. The Japanese have taken over the house and property belonging to their church. The house was that of their bishop. Roy Henning. Sunday. Took a nice hike to the waterfront before breakfast. Saw lots of small craft. Sure interesting. Reminds me of San Francisco and home. This is cleanup day in Japan, so we give the Institute a thorough cleaning. Harold Brinkerhoff. I took charge of the Sunday service. Bryant Sterling. Another one of those big days when things happened. This morning at roll call, Gregg announced that instead of the regular exercise, we are to march in a body to the steamship docks as a rehearsal for a possible evacuation from Kobe in the future. Several things lately have been leading up to a move from here, but so far this has been one of the best signs. The same day we carried out an excessive cleanup of the premises. Looked like they wanted the place cleaned up before we left. However, these signs may never develop into anything. Bought 10 apples for Bill and myself today, cost 1 yen. And thus concludes episode 23 of the We Raise the Stars and Stripes Over Japan podcast. Thanks so much for listening.